The National Congress of American Indians is holding their mid-year conference in Anchorage this week, titled Claiming Our Rights and Strengthening Our Governance. The conference started yesterday and runs through Wednesday. U.S. Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General Tony West adhered to the theme, as he said DOJ would work with tribes to enhance access to voting.
And so the Attorney General announced today that we would engage in consultation with tribal leaders to come up with legislative proposals that would hopefully at the end of the day would result in polling places in local Native communities, on reservations, in Native villages, as well as ensuring that election materials, ballot materials are being presented and offered in those Native languages.
State Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says remote precincts have a polling place in the most populated part of the precinct, and other areas are designated permanent absentee voting areas. Voters in these areas can apply to have an absentee ballot mailed to them. West made it clear that Justice Department officials strongly support tribal government sovereignty and will work to help clarify jurisdiction issues in Alaska, particularly as it relates to domestic violence and sexual assault.
In the U.S. Attorney's Office, you know, we are making sure that there are funds and resources available to try to deal with sex trafficking, to try to deal with violence against women. We strongly support the repeal of Section 910 of the Violence Against Women Act, which took Alaska Native villages outside of this ability of tribes to exercise special criminal jurisdiction and pursue, in certain instances, domestic violence perpetrators.
Speaking earlier to a large group at the Denina Convention Center, West said DOJ filed a statement of interest last week in a case called Tyokuk versus Treadwell. Plaintiff Mike Tyokuk of the village of Manicotic is suing the state over a failure to provide oral language assistance for citizens who speak Yupik as their first language.
Because if remote geography or the inability to speak English do not free any of us from the obligations and responsibilities of citizenship, then they should not impede the exercise of rights to which we are all entitled.
That case will go to trial later this month.